You didn't know any either.
I didn't know the fathers, grandfathers. Now, my grandfather on my mother's side, I was a very, very small child when he passed, but I didn't know the grandmother at all.
I see. Oh, where did they come from?
Up in Madison County. My father's fathers are from Madison County. My mother's father and mother was from Madison County.
I see.
But I was born in Hines County.
What did they do, your grandparents?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what they did.
Do you know anything about what kind of education they had?
Well, it was limited.
You're limited. Mm-hmm. What about your parents? Do you know anything about their education?
Yes. Both of them had above an eighth grade education.
I see. And I think you said your mother was a housewife.
Yes.
And your father was a carpenter. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you know anything about where your ancestors came from? You know, great-great-grandparents or any other states or anything?
It seems to me that my father said his father's father, I think, came from Virginia.
That's what I remember.
Now, the others, I don't know.
All right. When you take a baby outside, you may push him around in a
buggy, a stroller.
And when you're talking about doing this, you say, well, I'm going outside to
take the baby out.
You ever say wheel the baby?
No. Take the baby out.
Do you have children?
No. We adopted a young woman. At least we didn't adopt her. We reared her.
Did you?
We took her from eighth grade and finished in college and all of that and put her to work and everything.
I see.
But we've never had children.
Well, I should think she'd be like one.
Oh, boy.
Just giving birth to them isn't what makes
She thinks nothing like Mr. McHale.
And you think she...
Nothing like Margaret, either.
If she had been your own child, you'd say, I have a...
daughter.
If you're talking about a boy and his father, you look at them and their looks are very similar. You might say, that boy sure is...
his baby's daddy.
All right, now, is this his looks? Suppose his disposition was like his father.
Usually I'm thinking of looks.
Okay, if you're talking about his disposition, would you use anything else?
That boy said it does look and act like his daddy.
Act like probably would be the disposition part. All right. That woman has had a hard life. She has six children. She has
She's had a hard time.
Would you say raised or reared six children?
She has reared six children.
A child who's born out of wedlock is called a...
illegitimate child.
Right. Do they have any joking terms they use?
Talking about
Is that a joke?
I don't know.
Do you ever call them anything other joking? Oh, love child or anything like that?
No, I didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. I always heard a little bastard.
All right. Your sister's child would be your...
niece.
If he were a boy, it would be...
nephew.
A child whose parents are not living is an...
offering.
All right. Now, is this word used just because the child does not have parents, or would it be used only of children who are in an institution?
You can use for both.
Both ways. Mm-hmm. A child who has no parents, the court will frequently appoint a...
guardian.
All right. Now, the members of your family are your...
sisters and brothers.
They're all your...
relatives.
All right. Now, would relatives include how many people in your family? I mean, would that be everybody even remotely connected to you? What about relatives and kin folks and people? When you refer like that, how would you say?
Well, you see, you have immediate family, and you have family, and